That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.
So the new year has started. We're in 2021. Summer is here, and many Kiwis are spending time outside at their local beach or waterway to stay cool and work on their tan. However, there have already been a number of reports that many beaches around Auckland are polluted and therefore not safe to swim at. Also, a devastating shark attack has also made the headlines within the last week, leaving, I'm sure, many Aucklanders feeling concerned about how to be safe when swimming at the beach this summer. I spoke with Surf Life Saving New Zealand's Northern Region Chief Executive, Matt Williams, about the risks when swimming at the beach. We touch on the shark attack, whether you should swim if there are no flags, and what impact bad water quality can have on surf life saving and swimming safely at the beach. Here is Matt. The beaches of the Auckland and Northern Region have made the news recently, with a number of beaches reported as polluted and unsafe to swim, as well as the devastating shark attack in Waihi a few days ago. The shark attack in Waihi was obviously tragic. Are sharks a common risk when swimming in beaches around Auckland?
No, not compared to the other more prevalent risks we see. Rips, people falling off rocks and getting into trouble. These are still the most prevalent causes of injury and death. And while there's an understandable huge amount of social anxiety, let's call it, around shark attacks or any other marine mammal causing harm, they are still a very low incidence of risk. And what we'll often see is, anecdotally, someone's at the beach really worried about this shark attack while they walk into a rip. And I suppose the message is, yes, there is this underlying risk out there. It is minimal, and we need to take account for it. And that's largely done by lifeguards that patrol beaches, who keep out a watch for sharks or any other marine mammal animals or things that could cause harm. And they act accordingly. They shut the beach, they get people out of the water, they move the flags, etc. And it's also, I suppose, about the public making sure they have some common sense around entering the water. But outside of that, let's not forget what the key risks and the key causes of harm are at our beach. And for the public, that's really simple. Focus on swimming between the flags. Focus on not swimming alone, swimming with others. Keeping your eye on children or vulnerable people around the coast. And we say keeping our eye, but what we really mean is keep them within arm's reach, because we know things can happen very quickly in tidal waters when there's big surf. And those should continue being the key focuses if we want to reduce the risk of harm and injury that occurs and death that occurs at the beach. These are the things that we should be focusing on from a surf life-saving perspective.
Obviously, it's encouraged throughout New Zealand education that people should learn to swim, but often people are learning to swim in controlled environments, in a swimming pool, inside a building, or even an outdoor swimming pool, which is still a contained piece of water. Talking a little bit about people being aware of rips and being aware of the dangers that are in the sea, how can people make sure that they know these sort of things when they go out to swim at the beach? Because it's not the same as swimming in a pool.
That is such a valid point. And you look at where a lot of education is, it's around the pool. But you look at what the Kiwi rite of passages are, where most Kiwis of any age go during the summer, it's at the beach. And how do we prepare the public, new immigrants, children, for that environment? Great question. And there's surf life savings courses that go on through primary schools, which we call beach education or city nippers. There's the opportunity to join a surf club like you would any other sports club, 74 of them across New Zealand. And there's also our kindred groups, Drowning Prevention Auckland, which does a lot of work with new arrivals, recent immigrants, on learning the dangers of the beach. And we also have our Water Skills for Life program from Water Safety New Zealand, which works with partners, anyone who's really in that aquatic space, to develop competencies in and around the coastal waters, or which will support people when they get into coastal waters. For parents that are wanting to engage their children in some of those courses, get in touch with your local surf club, because I really don't think there's enough that can be done to make sure that we have the skills to enjoy our beautiful coastline safely.
If you go down to the beach this summer, and if there aren't surf lifesavers or flags at the beach, should people swim?
So we know that the public is continuing to use different coastal locations. They're exploring more, they're out more, and they're using it earlier in the day and later at the night. And what that means for an organisation which is resource like Surf Lifesaving is we can't be there at all the times every member of the public would like us to be. That means there's areas of coastline where lifeguards aren't, and there's areas of coastline where lifeguards aren't all the time. And in that circumstance, we have those rules or those principles we try to use to guide safe use, and that's don't swim a surf alone. So if you do get into trouble, someone can see you. If they're really confident in the water, they might be able to aid you, or in the very least, they can dial 111, ask for police, and effect a rescue. There's the rule that we're going to make sure we know our limits. So if I go to a beach, there's no lifeguards on duty, and I'm feeling a little uncomfortable in my own ability in the water, I'm going to make the choice not to get in. Don't step into that danger and say, actually, if I get into trouble, there's no one there to help me. I think this is a bit beyond my limits, so I'm not going to jump into the water. And the other really important one when we're at beaches without lifeguards is to keep the children or vulnerable persons near to us, because, again, lifeguards have a purpose of supporting people once they get into trouble. If there's no lifeguards there and you've got children at the beach, you're essentially the lifeguard to that child.
Now, something else that is, you know, obviously been in the news and has been reported a lot is the pollution at a number of beaches around Auckland. How does this impact lifeguards and surf lifesaving and safety in the water?
There's that holistic safety element, and it brings me back to conversations that Auckland Council led in 2018 with surf lifesaving. They said, look, we want to make sure that we're showing the public that they can have choices around the beaches they go to and make decisions which mean they can enjoy the coast as safely as possible. And in the Auckland example, that has two factors to it. There's the water quality and there's the physical safety. So we don't want the public to unknowingly go to a beach where they're going to get in trouble in a rip around a headland or with big surf. And equally, we don't want them to walk away with some kind of bacterial infection because of the water quality issues that the city's been facing for some time. And what they had established in 2018 was that we have some legacy issues around our water system, which means the water quality is not at the level which the city and its people want it. And while they're doing some long-term work to increase the water quality and fix that infrastructure, the key outcome which we all supported as a city was to give us the tools to make the decisions. So we could look and say, actually, where's going to be safe and where's not going to be safe? Because there's no quick fix to the water quality issue, but there is a quick fix to the asymmetry of information around who knows what water is safe. And what we've currently found ourselves in is in a bit of a privileged position, not just for New Zealand, but worldwide. We can jump onto the SafeSwim website, and we know where is going to be safe and where is not going to be safe with some state-of-the-art water quality modelling. And right now, I believe Auckland City is the only city in the world where we can confidently say that. Say, look, we know with, you know, above 78% chance what that water quality is going to be like.
Finally, I was wondering whether you could give me a brief, quick, what do New Zealanders need to think about before they head down to the beach to swim this summer?
I'm going to be repeating myself, the golden rules, so I'm happy to say until the day I die. First, let's try swim at a patrolled beach when lifeguards are on, because that maximises our safety. We're going to want to know the beach we're going to and listen to the advice of lifeguards if they're there. Keep children or vulnerable ones within arm's reach if they get in trouble. We're not going to surf or swim alone. We're going to be careful around rocks because we know we're seeing a lot of danger around those rocks, and we're going to know our limits.
That was Matt Williams from Surf Lifesaving New Zealand, the Northern Region, speaking a little bit about how you can stay safe when you're swimming at a beach this summer.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.